Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can expect delays in Bedford View on the N3 North. The traffic is queuing that side on the road to the N12 East at Gilulis. And the traffic also moving slowly in Midrand on the N1 North between the Buccleuch Interchange and Samrand Road.
We start in the Western Cape, where Judge Nathan Erasmus has denied defence applications to drop charges against Kelly Smith and Stefano van Rijn in the Jocelyn Smith trial. Despite arguments citing lack of credible evidence, the High Court sitting in Saldanha Bay ruled that there is a case to answer to. The trial now continues. Jocelyn Smith disappeared in February last year. Deputy President Paul Mashatile has acknowledged tensions within the Government of National Unity after some coalition partners rejected the 2025 fiscal framework. Mashatile delivered an address at the Financial and Fiscal Commission's 2025 budget roundtable.
We have been arguing that you cannot be in government which you have not supported its budget, especially after intense negotiation.
And Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has urged Hamas to free all hostages, saying their captivity provided Israel with excuses to attack the territory. At least 18 people were killed across the Gaza Strip by Israeli strikes today. I'm Chanel Satimba. More news at 5.
We start off with the 41st match of this season's IPL, and it sees the Sunrisers Hyderabad taking on the Mumbai Indians, with MI choosing to field first, and it looks like it is a field day for the Mumbai Indians. Sunrisers Hyderabad in deep trouble, 24-4 at the moment. Travis Head, Abhishek Sharma, Ishan Kishan, as well as Nitesh Reddy Kumar, all back in the pavilion for single figures, all without troubling the scorers. Heinrich Klaassen is there with Anit Varma. They are on 2 and 9 runs respectively. So still quite a lot of work to do for Heinrich Klaassen if his team are to get anything out of this match. The Athletic South Africa Senior Championships are set to get underway on Thursday, which is tomorrow, at the Northwest University at the MacArthur Stadium in Potchefstroom. A world indoor champion, a world junior champion, Bayanda Walaza, will be one of the headline acts in the men's 100-meter sprint event. And world indoor 800-meter champion, Prudence Sikhodiso, is expected to light up the track as well. She's going to be competing in both the 800 and 1,500 meters. In football news, Carlo Ancelotti says that he welcomes pressure that comes with being a manager at Real Madrid and is not too concerned about the speculation over his future. Ancelotti has won 2 La Liga titles and the Champions League twice in 3 seasons since joining from Everton. But this campaign has been a little bit more difficult, with trophies looking like they're hard to come by. And world number one, Aryna Sabalenka, believes that there is a big chance for her to perform well in the clay court season if she can recapture the level that she showed at last year's Madrid Open final against Iga Swiatek. The Belarusian squandered 3 match points in a heartbreaking defeat by Swiatek in the Spanish capital 12 months ago. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Thank you so much, Joe. Are you someone who likes to be bothered while you're eating or asked by the waiter how you're doing too often?
No, I don't think anyone is.
Okay, well, after David Guetta and Sia, we're going to find out how often is too often from people in the know.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM. You shot.